Om Shanti. Hope everything is okay with you. Yeah? Preparing yourselves for Baba. Subtly Baba, now at least. Subtle Baba is coming. So, and in fact, I would like to explore on the eight powers, because that's very useful, especially in terms of togetherness or being together, you know, of more than getting along. You know, we are all creating a new world, new civilization, new society. We are creating our new families for the next cycle, at least golden age, silver age. We are creating the people with whom we are going to live with in terms of relationship. We're creating those relationships. So it's very important to have a few understanding tools to grasp how to be with those people. People that sometimes you don't share much, that happens. No, particularly those of us, we are Brahmins, we are all sitting together. And then you look at the person on your right, you don't share much with that person. Maybe that person has different gender, maybe I'm a mother, he's not. Maybe there is a social, economic difference. Maybe the language here, no? So many issues happen because we don't speak each other's language. And yet, we are creating something so deep that goes beyond all the need of getting along, of being friends to each other. It's nice, but it's not always possible because we are very different. Just look around. Just look around now. You can see a bunch of people that look like you. But look at beyond. Look at around. Look for people that they don't look like you at all. Probably they have different tastes. Maybe they like broccoli. That's horrible. You know? And yet we have to live with them. More than live with them, we have to create a world with them. It's like, think of those people as some people that you are lost in an island and you have to survive. But more than surviving, you have to live with them. Not only one life, several lives. So the eight powers, they work. They will be helpful for that. And I will show you some things that you can apply. I won't tell the powers in the right order. So, you know, I'll try to. But maybe I will skip one or two. Okay? First of all, the power of introspection. Of go silent. Because many times, the only way to create any word with another person is that you get silent. So there was one brother, so I came to Madhuban and we spoke same language, but he was in a different country, not much connection. So one day I met him in Madhuban. It was during seasons, during groups. So that means during groups there are not many people there. And so we spoke Spanish. So I tried to come close to him. And it didn't work. He was very angry with me. Very, very angry. And it was something I didn't do it. I was in another country. I couldn't do it, in fact. But for some reason, he imagined, I don't know, he associated. And he applied the guilt, the blame to me. So I was the one to be blamed. I thought about defending myself. But how? I mean, I didn't do it. So it's easy to defend yourself if you have done something wrong. But if you haven't done anything, so how to do it? So I just got into silence. I kept sending good vibrations to the soul, good wishes, but I got into silence. Once I saw him in the airport. It was, you know, like in the cartoons. So he saw me from a distance. He stopped and he backpedaled, you know. He went like trying to avoid, to hide himself. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I just let it. It took many years, maybe 5 or 6 years. And one day he approached me. And during that time, I was going through a challenge in terms of health. And he approached me without knowing I was going through the challenge, because we didn't talk. And he offered me help, just like that. So, some people you can't talk to, but you can send all the best vibrations, energy, good wishes, everything good to those people. You can really shower them with the best of yourself. And that's the magic of the power of introspection, because you start to learn more about the best of you. And then I just suggest you, if you can think about some people that can be applied. Some people that for some reason you can talk. Maybe there is a physical barrier, like in my case. Maybe it's just a cultural barrier. Just think. And just send good vibrations to them. And go deep into yourself. And look for the best of yourself. And wait. It will come. The second power is... So tolerance is a power very useful, very powerful. And in fact, it's too powerful. Be careful. Introspection is a power for yourself. But tolerance is a power to use directly when you have a situation that you can't bear, you can't stand for. I mean, you don't like it. It's really bad. That person is doing something that I don't like. There is something wrong. So I'll give an example here that I'm sure it doesn't apply to you. It's about snoring in the rooms. No apply, right? Doesn't apply. Niverbai had a very classic class on snoring many years ago. And the reality is, I have a big challenge. I have very sensitive ears for those things. So I can't sleep. So I remember one bedroom, we are sharing together. We are like 8 of us. And we are in Pandav Bhavan. So you have Gyan Vigyan Bhavan. Opposite, I think, is Raj Yoga Bhavan. Okay. So I was there. It was a very special room, because there was one brother there, his height was more than 2 meters. Okay, so he had a special bed in Madhuban. And that bed was there. And really, it was really difficult to sleep in the nights. But the way we took the power of tolerance there was not tolerance in terms of, you know, or complaining to other people. No. We took it in a very good and light humor, you know. So there were 2 French brothers there. One left the body and a few years ago. And both of them, they recorded them snoring. And they showed them. So one of the brothers, he realized, and he went to another room. You know, because, you know, snoring people, they get on very well. So no problem. And but the thing is, the most important thing for me, it was for me to come to Madhuban is so hard. Tickets are so expensive. And we take several hours, sometimes 2-3 days to arrive here. So I can't miss Madhuban because someone is doing whatever is natural to them. It's not a defect for them. It's my problem. So after that, I worked a lot on my own self. I worked a lot of not being so sensitive, because that's the beauty of the power of tolerance. It gives you a shield. But if you are holding the shield, but your arm is weak, it doesn't work. So the arm that's holding the shield has to be as strong as the shield. So it's not only being tolerant, you have to be strong for being tolerant. And you have to learn how to deal, how to live with other people. Diversity is something very clear, that from the diversity we are creating, this Sangam Yoga, with this beautiful family, we are going to a situation, golden age, that everybody will be almost equal to each other. They will be very similar. But that will come from this diversity that we generate here. You have mothers, you have fathers, you have single people. I'm a Kumar. You have so many things. You have people from Europe, from Asia, from so many areas. All the colors of skin possible and unimaginable. And from those, all the diversity, that will come a unicity, that unity, that will be so, so powerful, that will last more than 2,000 years. It's a lot. So the power of tolerance works very well. But again, your arm has to be strong. So I remember Mohini Didi, she, from time to time, in fact, she comes up with that topic. And she warns us to not be tolerant just like that, because it drains your power, it drains your force. You know, you have to hold the shield. Try to hold something in your arm for 1 hour, 2 hours. So every time you see that person come into the mule room, okay. Every time you go into your job, okay. Every time you go back from Madhuban, right? You go back from Madhuban, they are waiting for you there. So you are full of bags and you have still to hold the shield. It doesn't work. But if you are strong enough, you will see tolerance in a different way. That we are learning from each other. And yes, maybe that soul has 35 defects. Baba used to say that in one mule at least. Maybe that soul has 35 defects and just one quality, one virtue, one good quality, just one. So tolerance power means I focus on what? The 35 defects and try to fight them, or the one virtue? And I focus that. On that. So it's very useful. So think about those people who create you a little hell, you know, daily hell, instant hell. You know, you just mix something and you have a little hell there. Or it creates you trouble, problems. Maybe, just like the example of snoring, it's not conscious. But still they annoy you. Or they make your stage goes down. Or make you start to worry. So just think about those people. Focus on the best part of them. Look at the beauty of that person. And in that room, I still have good memories about that room. In fact, one brother became a Madhubaniwasi, and once I went there to talk to him. I mean, it's just nice. It's very lovely. It's very great. But because of what Mohini did said, don't use tolerance too much. Focus on situations that don't repeat themselves or they are for a short time. Like your time in Madhuban. Time in Madhuban for 2 weeks. So you can be tolerant in relation to the weather. It's crazy. I can be tolerant in relation to food. But there is another power which is extremely valuable, and not many people give that value, which is the accommodation power. Some people use another word, which is the power to merge. Flexibility is the power of making agreements with others. You know, is the power in which the situation that creates trouble, problem to you, that situation is eternal. It won't finish early. Okay. So that person that annoys you is your life partner. Is your boss. You have to see your boss every day. Okay. Is the teacher in the center. Yeah. The coordinator there. Okay. Other Brahmins who go with you every day, you see them, or at least a lot of time. So don't tolerate them. Create agreements. Try to see how to deal with them in a better way. You know, try to look at them in a different perspective. It's very useful, but in a very powerful way. Because accommodation means that person will come with a bag of rubbish and will throw at you. What do? Like the river, or like the ocean, you dissolve the rubbish. So you don't talk to other people about that. You don't mention. You keep it. Not in your heart. Baba is there, so you give to Baba. Baba, they are your children. So so you do whatever you have to do. So Nivarbhai, when we start to increase the numbers, it was challenging, and in fact some souls couldn't come up. Some souls are still in Mamohinivan. Okay. And so when the numbers start to increase, I remember this hall was totally full, completely. For some reason, I maybe arrived late, so I was sitting there in the back. So Nivarbhai was giving a class, and he was talking about snoring, of course, yeah, that's the normal topic, but he was also talking about how we can welcome all those new souls that are coming now. Because, yeah, new souls means longer queues for eating, right? Yeah? Okay. New souls means that you have to... washing clothes in the room is complicated. More souls means virus everywhere. I see many people with masks. Thank you very much. But there are lots of people without masks. And so viruses are everywhere. Sicknesses are everywhere. Okay. More souls means you have to adapt yourself. And you have to help others also to adapt themselves to you. To your way. So I just had an experience downstairs in Shantivan. So my time is a little different for Amritivela, so on. So I came from Amritivela, and I could feel the person in my room. He was, you know, not happy. Because he was still to go to Amritivela. And so I tried to see how to do, how to work. And it was an interesting exercise. Because I cannot impose to him my time. And he cannot impose to him that I cannot wake up at the time I want. And I can. So it was creating an agreement between the two of us. So we could stay together. And he wouldn't suffer. I became extra cautious at the time of leaving the room. So we start to work together. And that's the power of accommodation. Between people, work together. See how to deal with the situations. see how to really make our lives better. Because remember, that person who is annoying you, maybe that person is your best teacher. Maybe that person has the key for the problem you are facing. But because you don't like her, or they annoy you, so you can't take full benefit of the chance. Because it's magical, you know. The rooms in Madhuban, we used to say it's like a magic potion there. I don't know, it's like an algorithm God has, and drama, no? To put people together so different, so that they can learn from each other and they can grow together. I remember so many rooms where some magic happened. One room was in Gyanvi Gyanbhava. We stayed friends for many years, talking to each other. It's great. So we have to work together. Talk, dialogue, and learn. Let's learn a lot from each other. No, let's learn. Is that okay up to now? Yeah? Okay. Now, decision-making power in the BK word, in the BK knowledge of the eight powers, is in fact two powers. And some would say three, but I'll just say two, so not get confusing. First, you discern. And second, you implement the decision. So first, you make a decision in your mind or in a piece of paper. That's the discernment process. And then you judge. That's the name of the power, to judge. So like a judge, you say, okay, this will happen. This thing will take place. Now, decision in relation to other people is a little complicated, right? I mean, who am I to decide for others? I can give a suggestion. If they are doing something with me and I'm responsible for that, yes, I can make a decision, but still I'm not really making a decision for the other person. I'm making a decision for myself to include that person or not into my life, in that position, in that relationship. And it's quite tricky, you know, to work on these two powers in relation to other people. If someone is sad, what are you going to do? If someone is too joyful, what are you going to do? If someone is eating broccoli, what are you going to do? If someone is... I mean, we live in a world that we are quite free. We can do whatever we want. Baba gives us Shrimat. Baba gives us the maryadas, disciplines, etc. We understand the benefit we take from those. This is why we follow them. If we don't follow a few of those things, so that means I won't be able to give a class to you people, I won't be able to cook for Baba, I won't be able to give course, but all the rest, you know, we have a system of Murlis in Spanish, and so we have people who read the Murli, so they are all instrument souls from many countries there in Latin America. But the souls who edit the Murli, the editing part, at least two of them, they are not Brahmins, you know. They know about Brahma Kumaris, they know Baba, they know about Murli, but they are not fully Brahmins. And still they do it, because they don't have to do much there. It's just adding things and it's very easy. So there are so many things nowadays that we don't need to know about other people much. I don't need to know the preferences of other people, anything. So what this decision, how do I use those power of decision? In fact, we use a lot. When you go to the dining hall now, just observe. Don't sit down, observe. And you see people sitting down. Just observe the decision-making process. They decide where they are going to sit. They decide with whom they are going to sit. Isn't it? Is it not? Yeah? Yeah? So you go there, you observe, just watch. People are there with their food, and they start to look around. And then, smile. And they go towards that person there. We do that a lot. When you are going to Shantivan in 2 days, those who are going to Shantivan. So again, you're going to climb on the bus, you get on the bus, and you start to look. With whom do I sit? Sometimes it's not like, you know, sometimes it's size, you know, body shape. So, okay, I'm big, so I'll sit someone a little slim, so it's much better. You know, that's practical. So we do a lot of those. The thing is, we forget again and again, and I forget again and again, particularly me, that we are here to learn. We are here to learn from each other. So when I avoid people for some reason, I am avoiding learning. So a few years ago, I started to make a decision on sitting on the dining hall. I normally sit down. I normally choose an empty table. And I just sit down. And I just let people come, or whoever comes there. It's easy. So you always learn something. Maybe you don't learn through words, but you learn through vibration. You learn through that power. In fact, it happened to me downstairs in Shantivan. We are there, sitting, talking Spanish. And then one brother, who don't know much Spanish, zero, he sat down. The shift in the vibration on the table was just like that. We all became a little more introspective. Because those of us who speak Spanish, sometimes we are not so introspective. Don't know why. But so we became a little more introspective. We became a little more silent. It was so sweet, so nice. Just because that soul sat down at that point. So when you are going to decide about other people, and we are going to decide about other people many times, try to understand, what am I going to learn, or, of course, what can I give to the other person? And the power of decision, we work in such a way that Madhuban will be an opportunity for you to learn, no, not much from classes. You learn a lot from the dining hall. You learn a lot from walking with other people. Did you walk to Pandav Bhavan? Go to walk with other people. Just try. Just see how they are. What are their challenges? How are they managing those challenges? Because we learn a lot. And these two powers you can always use in that sense. Then you have discernment power and power to judge. I just put both together. Then we have another power, which is the power of facing. And that power, I have a story about that. So, but before that story, is it okay? Yeah? Fine? Translation? Okay there? Translators? So I had one situation of one soul, and I really want to tell things to that soul. And I used to imagine myself talking to that soul, and it was not nice. I didn't see myself getting angry, but still, it wouldn't be nice. So I let it go, I let it be for 2 or 3 years. Then one day, I was sitting there with that soul. Nobody was around, just the two of us. And then I look at that soul in the eyes. I saw the soul. And I talked. And it was beautiful. To face is not to fight. To fight is not a power, in fact. Normally, fighting is used only when the person is not so strong. Because if the person is strong, a shield is enough. But the person is not strong, so they try to fight against. To face means you expose your face to the other one. You take off the masks and you just talk to that person. You talk in such a way that you are able to solve an issue. Tolerance is a power to use when you have specific situations showing up. Accommodation power is when you have situations that are eternal. You are always facing with that person many times and it will be forever. But facing is different. Is when the situation is critical, either for you or for the other one. There is a danger there. There is something, you are about to leave Baba, or you are going to break a system of Baba. You are doing something that's not nice. It's a critical thing. There is a crisis behind the facing power. And face power won't work along with anger, because anger is a vice. And the sanskars of anger that may be similar to the power to face, and in some aspects they are. They are different, totally different in essence. Because anger means I want to hurt the other person. And power to face means I'm exposing my face. I want to fix that situation. I want to clean everything and just move on. And it's a beautiful power. It's a very powerful one. And many times in your Brahmin life, you have to stand by. Hey, wake up, you are snoring. You know, you have to face. Okay? Many times in Brahmin life, you have to stand up. You have to say, this I don't like. The thing is, how to do it. So there is something you probably have heard. Sincerity. Because power to face is in fact a way of showing sincerity. And sincerity comes from Latin. So it means basically without works. Works like a mask. So the mask used to be made of works. So there is a theater that people used mask of works so you don't see the face. Then there was a change and they start to show their faces. So it was a sincera, okay? It was a theater without works. So it was a sincerity. So you have to remove prejudices. You have to remove all that person. He's not going to like what I'm going to tell him. You have to remove that. You have to put all that apart to really use the power to face. And you have to see that soul as a soul. You're not fighting. You're not going against that soul. It's something. Something's happening. Something is not nice. And you have to tell the other soul. But without hurting. Just see the soul. And I don't think there are Chinese people here. No. So I was exploring a little bit on sincerity. And according to what I read, so I don't know if it's true or not, so don't quote me on that. Sincerity in Chinese means they have two letters there. And one means to be sincere, to talk about. And the other one is gentleness, kindness. Because I look at that soul with lots of love and lots of respect, very deep respect. Because power to face won't work if you go to the other person and speak, hey, don't talk to me like that. Hey, I don't like what you said this morning. Hey, why did you do that? He's snoring again? I mean, it won't work much. But if you add kindness, if you add love, that power will work pretty well. Very much well. Most of the time you have to use your power to face, the other person knows whatever is annoying you, disturbing you. The other person knows what they are doing wrong, and they are still doing wrongly because they can't do anything different. So probably power to face will be very good with accommodation power together. So you make an agreement, you reach a certain protocol to work with. Then you have the power of cooperation that we all know about cooperation, right? And cooperation is such that it makes a different way of doing reality. I just want to ask you to do a little exercise, just a little one. Okay, because we don't have that much time, and I would like to see if you have any questions there. But it's a very small exercise. Can you? Yeah? Is it okay? So you raise your right hand, this is just a test, just a trial. Everybody knows their right hand, yeah? Otherwise, it's the other right hand, just in case. Left hand, yeah? Okay? So left hand again. Right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand. Okay, that's fine. Okay. So now, what you're going to do is this. You're going to close your eyes. You have to have your eyes closed. So, right hand up. Left hand up. Both together. Join them. Together. Whatever you want, just join them. And you're going to open your eyes, but look slowly around and just see the image that was created, all of us, just like a living sculpture. Just look around. Look at behind you a little bit, so you don't undo the sculpture. Just look around. And if you're tired, you can put down the arms, but just look around. But look at everyone is different, right? She's that sister there, she's doing like this, you know? The other one is doing like this. The other one is doing like this. And that's fine. Each one is giving something different to the whole sculpture. And that's the beauty. We are all giving something. When I came to this knowledge, I thought I don't have anything to give. Nothing at all. But I realized I was wrong. And I had so much to do. And I had seen people and I had thought, oh, this person, he, she cannot give anything here. And I was wrong. Everyone. And I remember that Muli, which was very strong for me, when Baba said, even the last bead of the rosary is loved by God. And the last bead of the rosary is closer to the first bead than the middle one. So if you have a rosary of 108, so the number 50 is not as close to the number one as the 108. Because everyone here, we all have something to give. And the power to cooperation is not as much to cooperate with other people, which is also nice. Of course, let's do it. But is to understand that that person has something to give me. I have to give her. We both are giving to everyone. And it's unique. And whenever one Brahmin step out of this sculpture, Whenever one Brahmin stopped contributing, giving, the sculpture shakes a little bit. Because everyone is important. Even so they don't look important. They are. And that's an extremely important power. And we finish with the pack up. To pack up. And sometimes I say it's easy. Pack up is forgiving. And maybe in the BK way of talking, we say putting a full stop. Yes, the other person did something wrong to me. And yes, he did. She did. Yeah. And so what? I move on. Baba has given so many aspects about of power of pack-up along the years. You know? But there is one point that sometimes happens to us, especially in this Brahmin life, is that we try to look for revenge. Not literal revenge. It's not a soap opera, you know, like a movie that we are trying to take a revenge from another person. Not like that. But we really don't give good wishes to other people. And that's like a little bit like taking revenge. I know two sisters, they can't talk to each other. They can't stand to be with each other. So I was there in Shantivan. So one was coming, I was talking to the other one. And one was coming. She saw, so she hid herself behind me, which was pretty easy. She's very short, so it was quite easy. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Because you know what? One of them lives here, the other one lives here. You see? I mean, they live in the same building. So they are going to see each other every single day. And yes, maybe, I think it was Didi Nimala or Kambai, they used to say, oh, maybe you invaded his kingdom in the former life, you know, the opposite, okay? So that's why it's so deep, the sense of you can talk or you can be with the other person. Or maybe it's because you had so many expectations of that person. So maybe it's you. It's me, you know? It's me. I have expectations. So to put a full stop just means I stop expecting. The other person is the other person. The other person will do whatever is in the script of their lives, okay? They are going to do whatever they have to do, and I have to do whatever I have to do. And I open my heart, I open my arms, I just move on. Maybe I don't talk to the other person, I don't need. But in my heart at least, I shouldn't carry anything bad because of that person. Because do you understand that if I don't like what he did to me, and I keep on thinking about what he did to me, who is suffering really? He maybe have done that and he forgot. And I kept that in my mind. I'm poisoning my own self. So to, instead of revenge, what Baba said was change. And in fact, that's the biggest revenge you can take on any person. Change. Change yourself. The other person wants you to be something, become better. And you see that power, you see the power of that power. Because along the way, one day, that person will maybe change your life. So there is a story about one sister, and I think I can mention her name, but because she told the story, but I won't. But she was in London. She was living very well there. And one day, Daddy Yankee sent her to another city. And she was brought up in a situation, in such a situation that nobody ever shouted at her. They never pulled her ear, nothing. She was treated like a princess. And then she came to this other center, and the sister in charge, she was not the same. Starting for the fact that they didn't tell her it was a cold city there. So she didn't have any pullover, nothing. And nobody gave her anything. She was just there by herself. And the sister there, she treated her very badly, shouting and correcting her all the time. She was in tears, but she didn't want to tell Daddy. She didn't want to be defeated. So after a while, maybe Daddy learned about that, I don't know. She didn't tell, but maybe, no. After a while, Daddy decided to send her to another city. And it was worse. So she was saying that the other sister, now she yelled twice the volume than the former one. So she was there. But it was for a short time. And after a while, she went back, but not to the first one. She went to a third sister who was even worse than the first one, treating her even worse than before. But eventually, after a while, Dad sent her to the first city. And look at the drama. Well, the first sister, so she didn't look so bad now, right? I mean, she looked okay, right? After being shouted around. So now the first one looked very lovely. And they became so close friends. That sister passed away last year. And the one who told the story, she was there for her funeral and beautiful. And she replaced the third sister running the center there eventually. And she said, the only thing is, I'll never do what they did to me, never. But she never kept anything bad in relation to neither of them. And that's full stop. You know what happened, but you don't feel anything bad. You feel just respect, just love. And that changed the soul. Changed a lot. Okay? I hope that works for you. I hope that will be helpful in any way for you to deal with whatever situation. Because we are with this power of being together. And the seed is waiting. God is waiting there. You can imagine Shiv Baba there. If he had fingers, he would do this. So Shiv Baba, he doesn't have a finger. He cannot look around. He doesn't have a watch. So he's not upset. Okay? But he's trying to do the best with us. So I don't know if anyone has any question. I don't know if there is a mic around or you can shout. You can speak in different languages if someone translates. I'm okay.
Can come forward, please.
Otherwise, we can make a little meditation exercise, okay? We can make longer, but let's see if... Nobody? Okay. Somebody's scratching their head, but I don't think that counts, right? If raising. Okay. Okay, so let's connect to the seed. Let's really get all those eight powers and more, okay? We have, from Colombia, we created a book on 95, not from Colombia, it was from the Latin American region. We created a book on 95 virtues, qualities, with points from the mulis. Now we are going to do the same with powers. So we hope to have that in English for next year. So there are around 50 powers. So we are going to work on them. So let's get very quiet. Let's arrange ourselves, right? Maybe, you know, sometimes you are there, you know, and you are watching the class, and you go down, and so let's just, you can move a little bit your arms, your neck, okay? Yeah, that's good. The best time to get powers from Baba is Amritivela, and of course, if you are very good, knowledgeable soul, you know that we really don't get powers from Baba, okay? Baba is the one who makes us emerge those powers. But that's an expression we use, get powers from Baba. You understand, okay? So let me focus on myself, on the point of light. Living on this body and going beyond this body, the role I perform, I go beyond my responsibilities, my expectations. I go beyond my attainments or losses. And I'm just that point of light. And I connect to Baba. Shiv Baba is the ocean of all powers. And I just take each power from him, as if he's showering the powers on me. Introspection, tolerance, lots of power of accommodation, discernment, judgment power. Power to face, to cooperate. Of course, to back up. So let me enjoy this traffic control meditation now. Let me feel Baba filling me with all those powers.
Thank you.
Om Shanti.